Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi everyone, my name is Queen Jackie, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture, scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we have a very special guest to help us celebrate Mother's Day. It's me, Queen Jackie! Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patrons.com. Psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half of the babble.
Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
And.
Oh.
And.
Jackie's here.
Queen Jackie is here.
Hello.
Oh my God. Three people on the podcast. It's been forever.
Oh my God.
I know. How exciting. It's a reunion.
Yep.
How many times has Jackie been on the podcast?
Once.
I don't even know. Only once?
That's not true. I mean, once officially, but I feel like she is a guest correspondent. Oh.
Yes, true. I used to get phone calls.
Oh,
drag us.
And then what happened?
And then I fell off the face of the earth, I guess.
Well, where have you been?
I have always been in the same place. It's you that hasn't called.
Okay.
Well, this week's episode of Trauma with Mama.
Hey, I think it's Mother's Day next weekend, you guys.
Oh,
you know that, right?
Oh, shit.
What a wonderful thing to celebrate, mothers.
You're right. This is exactly why we planned this whole thing. This is our Mother's Day episode.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah. How does it feel to be a mom?
Okay.
Is Chloe your favorite baby?
Chloe's... No. She's my favorite puppy.
Who's your favorite child? Rank them in order.
I don't have a favorite.
That's not true. It's okay that you do, and it's okay that like all parents have a favorite. It's fine. It's chill.
Do you have a favorite?
It doesn't have to be me. Yes, I have a favorite.
A favorite parent or a favorite child?
Both.
Oh, shit.
I have a favorite parent. I have a favorite child. I have a favorite child of my parents. I have a favorite dog. Go on. Like, everybody does. It's no biggie.
Well, as a mother, you're not supposed to say that. So, no, I don't have a favorite.
You love them all equally. That's the correct answer. You win 1 point.
Yes. Thank you.
This interview is also a game.
No.
What would your mother say?
For her favorite?
Uh-huh.
Get her on the line.
I'm going to say me, but only because I know my other brothers don't listen to this. I don't know the true answer, though. I've probably slipped in the ranks over the years.
Yeah, it's probably...
Maybe, I think they're actually all children are probably like take turns being at the top at one point in their life, you know? It's like always a shuffle.
I mean, upon birth, I feel like they have like, you know, recency effect. But then it's like you get to know the child and it's like, oh, they bury themselves.
I mean, my little brother just had another baby last week, so I could get him on the line and say, which of your three children is your favorite in this moment?
Did he have a baby? It's a boy.
True.
It's a girl.
He had a baby. It's a boy.
Did he?
No, it's a girl.
Oh, well then, no, he didn't.
Not back to the collect call the collect call conversation.
Well.
Oh, God.
So, we clearly, my mom is here in the studio with us.
In the studio.
She is here in California. She's visiting for a long weekend. And how has it been?
It's been very nice, very relaxing.
That's what you deserve.
Yeah, it's no rush to do anything, and we both are taking naps and just, you know.
Mother-daughter naps.
Mother-daughter naps, and then Crouton would kind of, you know, scoot up there, and then Willie would scoot up, and then we were all on the couch. It was like a slumber party.
Oh. I mean, Tyler has a really good couch for, like, slumbering.
Yeah, because it's so big. Everybody can have their own spot.
Yep.
It was
the more the merrier.
My mom's first time meeting Crouton and Willie.
Yes. They love their Nana.
Did you bring them any presents or anything?
No,
or just
I did
kisses?
Not. But I did send them some presents before, but I think they're still eating them.
They are still eating them, yes. Oh. Their toothbrushing treats are from Nana.
Oh, a greenie?
Yes, a greenie.
I'm familiar with greenies, even though I'm a non.
Them?
Yeah, they're also what I use to clean my teeth.
Oh, I can tell.
So speaking of dead tooth bitch, I think you could use a greenie or two.
I could. You guys, I had a root canal last week. It was my first root canal. It was not what good things are made of.
I think it's getting better though.
Oh, absolutely. I've been taking my pills. Daddy's little pills.
I guess my question is, how many cavities have you had and how many root canals have you had?
Cavities, I've lost count. And I need to just be open and honest about my experience as somebody who every dentist has always said I make a lot of saliva and I'm very cavity prone.
He has. He always made a lot of saliva when he was a baby.
Tell them what Dr. Pink said.
Dr. Pink said he's probably going to have all of his teeth pulled out at one point.
No, he didn't say that. Did he?
I produce an extra amount of saliva sounds like the biggest excuse I've ever heard, like made up excuse.
No, he does. It's crazy. When he was little, he would brush his teeth. Stop.
What? I can't help it.
He would brush his teeth, but whenever we'd take him to the dentist, it was always bad.
That I feel like I have such trauma with the dentist, and they would... It's like... It was trauma.
Trauma. Yeah. I also went to Dr. Pink, so I guess we can add that to the list of opportunities
Did you ever feel cornered in the chair?
No,
they tied him down.
Did you ever feel like you, were you ever screaming for your mom?
No.
I was.
No, I was being a good boy and asking for like the grape fluoride so that I could get one of those toys out of the treasure like chests that were on the floor.
Oh, you got toys out of the treasure chest. Yeah, you were a good boy.
I had a normal amount of saliva.
Oh, well, I somebody who is producing and producing and producing the saliva, I still have the issue. And so like my dentist today in Los Angeles, he says, you know, you're very prone. Doesn't matter how much you, because I floss. I do my teeth brushings. I do, and it's so frustrating.
You should update your Grindr profile so it says my mouth produces a lot of saliva.
That's not.
Anyway,
so Jackie, how many cavities and root canals have you had?
Well, you know, back in my day when I was younger, my mom couldn't afford a dentist, so I had.
Oh, you guys have dentists?
Yeah.
So what?
So yeah, I had a lot of cavities.
No, so
I got, and I've got bridges, and I've got.
Oh, come on, Adele.
Brag alert.
Like a bridge in a song.
Oh.
Come on, Fergie. Sure, London yeah. Bridge.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Have you ever had a root canal?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't planning on having a root canal. But usually it's like planned. You know it's happening. You go in for it.
Usually if you have a bad tooth way in the back, you just pull it. But not Ty. He has a root canal.
Well, they were like, who's like, okay, well, same day, either I could come back or like, but I was in so much pain that I was like, this, something needs to go down. And so they numbed me up, they drilled me in, it felt like they were taking like a bristly straw cleaner to the inside of my tooth or something. It was not a pleasant feeling.
See, I would much rather just have it yanked.
Daddy Yankee?
Was your tooth hollow on the inside?
Some call it dead. I don't know if it was dead or cracked or... I don't know. I never got the final verdict. Should I text my doctor?
Well, if it was already crowned once...
it was time for a recrowning.
I don't know. I think they got your money.
As someone who's never had a cavity or a crown, 1 point for me.
Well,
what? Are you kidding me? That's not normal.
not normal. to have never had a cavity. I got a clean mouth and a normal amount of saliva.
You need to save up your spit.
How did you not ever have a cavity when you were a kid?
Because every night my dad would be all, brush your fangs, and then we would go brush our teeth.
Well, we brushed our teeth too.
Well, you didn't have Shackley.
Well, you guys, I was just saying,
toothpaste.
Your
parents weren't giving you sandpaste to do your teeth with.
We had Crest, Colgate, whoever.
Wow, Rich.
Y'all had Shackley.
They had money.
Yeah, money.
They had money.
Yeah.
We had that sweet butcher boy money.
So I've just been on anti.
Biotics.
Well, I've been on a lot of antis.
The album by Rihanna?
Sure, yeah. I've been on antibiotics, so I've been in recovery and a lot of tooth medication that makes the pain go away.
Well, I've been manifesting a dead tooth for you for years, and I'm glad psychic babble strikes again.
Finally. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Why would you do that?
Because he's a
bad witch. Mean it. I'm dark sided gargoyles, psychics.
Yeah. So,
hey, I cut all my hair off.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
see, gone.
Corey, take off your hat. Let me see.
Well, it's just short. You've seen it before. Short.
Oh my goodness, it's so short. Why'd you do it? I was loving it.
Well, I was like, what, is the mullets coming back?
Yes, for hipsters it is.
Would you call yourself a hipster?
No, but I saw someone who tweeted it. Daniel Prada tweeted all, first quote tweeted, I don't know. It said, all you need to be a himbo is a mustache and a mullet. And I thought, well, I was called a himbo recently.
Do you know what a himbo is?
No, what's a himbo?
Guess.
It's a male... bimbo.
Do you know what a bimbo is?
Well, okay, what do you guys say a bimbo is?
I like a dumb girl. A dumb big boobed girl.
No thoughts, just good vibes and good
I don't know. I mean, aesthetics. I feel like that's not my definition. I feel like that was the definition I learned growing up when people would be like, she's a bimbo.
Well, I think it had a negative connotation when, of course it had a negative connotation when it was targeted toward women. And then as soon as it was co-opted by men for himbo, it became a thing of like glorification because people hate women.
Patriarchy. Yeah, no, I told you I've never felt more I mean, I think we took back the word a little bit, but I definitely felt I definitely felt the most attractive I've ever felt when someone called me a himbo. I thought, oh my god, he thinks I'm hot and dumb.
Have you ever been called a bimbo?
Who?
You!
Oh,
the answer is yes, but have you ever?
I'm sure I have.
By who?
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you have enemies?
Yeah, we all do.
That's true. We all do have enemies.
Do we? I don't. I live a very peaceful life. Peace.
I am the president of your enemies club.
Well,
that's why we gave you a dead tooth.
Is this a red table? Are we? This is feeling like red table talk. Am I Willow? You're the grandma.
What's red table talk?
You haven't seen Red Table Talk?
It's like for moms, I think.
Is this
I haven't really seen
Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
It's Jada with her child and her mother.
Oh. Oh, three generational trauma.
I think one time Will was at the table.
I'm sure.
He got dogged bad.
Dogged?
I thought you were talking about Willow Pill.
No, 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 no. Though we did watch some Drag Race last night.
Did we?
Didn't we?
We did.
We were watching the ball episode of UK versus the world, so we could really showcase Jimbo.
Oh, okay.
It's too complicated for me.
What is?
This whole Drag Race thing. I couldn't tell who was who.
Oh, like in and out of drag? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Is that young kid?
They really do transformations.
Yeah, they do. And I'm like, yeah. And then I would hear, do you like it? And I says, I don't know who that is.
But you don't have to know who they are to know if you like it or not.
Oh.
I would like to see you and Tyler do a mother-daughter drag.
We talked about that. We talked about doing a drag.
A drag.
You guys?
A cigarette.
What would Jackie's drag name be?
I don't know, but I came up with a good one last night. Children off cuff corn.
What?
Jeldrina off the corn.
It's no marijuana.
Marijuana.
I think Jackie's drag name would just be The Puppet.
Oh. Thea Puppet. Thea.
No, just The Puppet.
The Puppet.
You can make fun all you want.
Is that the end of the sentence?
I do. I usually do.
Tune in. You'll hear it.
I should dress up as a puppet.
Okay, sure.
Oh, so your drag name is The Puppet and your aesthetic is all puppet drag.
I like it. It's a point of view. It's a frame of reference. It's, you know, it's something different, something fresh.
Yeah, she could come in.
I don't think my ears are big enough for these things.
For what?
The AirPods.
For these pods that you put in them.
I can hear you perfectly. Whatever they're doing right now is perfect.
Well, it's hurting.
It doesn't matter.
Oh. Pain is beauty. Beauty is pain.
It's not like it's going to do something to your ear.
Hurting like ouch or hurting like pinch?
I'm going to need medicine.
Describe the pain.
I'm going to need somatized medicine.
Oh my God.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, they took my medicine because they thought I was going to sell it.
We did not. I don't know where. I think you were so high from that medicine. You don't even
remember.
I never
got any of the Vicodin.
I was terrified.
I had to go to school the next day.
You did not.
Were you in high school or college?
High school. We were almost losing our dental. So we had to hurry up and
ripped out all the teeth.
To hurry up and rip out all of his teeth.
They were still baby wisdoms.
I think I got mine my senior year of high school out, and I was terrified. It was either that or my freshman year. Either way, I was terrified I was going to be on like painkillers and tell everyone I was gay because I didn't know.
I
had never drank alcohol. I had never taken any substances. I didn't know like how much control you lost on something like that. And I literally was like, I'm going to tell everyone I'm gay while I'm on painkillers.
Did you?
No, didn't happen. Thank
There's
God.
There's still time. I was really didn't afraid happen. When I took my my root canal medicine that I'd come out to my mom. Thankfully, I kept it secret.
Was it like when you were too stoned on that edible and you had to call me and Lisa because you were afraid you were going to tweet something?
Similar. Hey, speaking of which, Jackie met Brenda.
Oh, that's awful.
Hell yeah.
What do you mean awful?
I literally felt like my throat was burned. And then, you know, the paranoia.
That's what happens to me.
The paranoia kicked in and I felt like all the stuff in my esophagus was just like peeling off.
Oh my God.
And I kept sucking on ice chips and they were like, you want some more? I was like, no, I'm never doing that again.
Until the next night.
No. No.
Oh my God. Is Jackie a stoner boss babe?
What does that mean?
I don't know. How do you identify?
say. Go on.
Well, now that it's legal.
Mm.
Is it legal in Michigan now, too?
Yes.
Have you had
oh, that's
ever
right.
tried it before it was legal?
Whoa.
No, that's a no.
She's doing the Utica reaction from last season of Drag Race.
A little bit.
Wow, yeah. You loved your reefer, you doobie smoker.
I think, no, no.
Hey, so I asked Twitter what we should make sure we bring up with Queen Jackie while she's here for an episode.
Oh, you spoiled it for everyone?
Well, yes, I did.
Okay.
And Justine would like to know what Jackie stocks in her Midwestern fridge in the basement or garage other than a ruby red squirt.
I love this.
I don't even drink ruby red squirt.
But you have it in the fridge, don't you? Is it in the fridge?
No.
Don't you have it stocked in the garage?
We have Sprite.
Oh, don't lie. Don't lie to
y'all me. Y'all have a fridge in the garage?
Yeah,
who's rich now.
We have a fridge in the garage and a freezer in the garage.
Is it a white refrigerator?
Yes.
It always
Why?
Is.
What's wrong with the white refrigerator?
I have a black refrigerator in the bottom near the pool.
There's a Real Housewives meme where she's like, ooh, child, white refrigerator.
It's a cheapie. It's just one that you
That you keep in the
garage for pop.
What else do you keep in that? Just pop only?
Pop in like wine coolers and maybe some beer.
Ooh, oh, hell crazy. Yeah. Drinks fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have that stocked for the pool party this summer.
Right.
I love it.
Yes. Are you really going to come?
I'm due for a Michigan trip. And now that with my other job, I can work remotely, like I can go and I could go for a week and work and not have to take a bunch of vacations. So I'm down. I'm
See,
due for a
I
Michigan
think you,
trip.
I think you should pull Ty and Hudson to come with you so that they... We all can go. You know, when Ty was at home, he didn't even swim.
It was winter. Cold.
It was not winter. It was July.
It was cold.
Oh. When did you went home for Christmas, though?
We had Christmas in July, remember?
How could I forget?
Oh, my God. Wait, that was
Christmas in July. January birthdays and Halloween.
No cannonballs.
He did no cannonballs. He didn't go down the slide. Nothing.
Wow. No splish splash.
I didn't get it.
Well,
I don't understand.
You're right. Tyler, we can hold hands and count to three and jump into the pool together.
I would do it.
Okay, perfect.
And I'll take pictures.
Okay, perfect.
What other questions do the people have? Or did we just get one about Ruby Red
Corey
squirt?
Would like to know, Corey with a C.
Who?
Corey with a C.
With an E? With an Y?
C-O-R-E-Y.
Got it.
What would Queen Jackie's podcast be called, / what would it be about if she had one?
Oh.
I love this.
Think.
You're on the spot.
You're on the spot.
I don't know.
You could have anything you want.
Well, your guys' podcast,
First, you just talk
about anything.
Yeah, what do you want it to be about? Is there a special topic you think you can talk for 30 minutes about?
No.
Nana's Crafting Corner podcast.
Well, I could probably talk about how messy my crafting corner is, but...
Every week?
Yeah. She's like, y'all, the glitter is out this week. I had a spill.
The messy craft.
How about mid-century?
A design? A design podcast?
Yes, what you should and shouldn't have in your mid-century room.
What about crafting corner with Queen Jack?
Wait. You have a mid-century room?
Yes, I have two of them.
And it's just... So is the whole theme of your house mid-century or just two rooms?
No. One room.
Which middle of which century, by the way?
Well, it's like the 50s.
Of which century?
1950s.
Hey, how many years do you think humans have been around?
A lot. A long time.
That's true. She's not wrong.
Okay, so you have like two 1950s rooms.
Yes, so they have like the 50s couch in like the 50s pictures on the walls in, you know, the hanging lamps. Remember the hanging lamps? It's very cool.
Well, one of the 50s rooms is doubles as a Santa room.
I can't believe we're saying one of the 50s rooms.
You know what? I've brought up the Santa hoarding situation before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is finally a safe space for me to get to the bottom of it. Can you explain to the people how many Santas you have?
No.
How many?
Well,
a general range. How many in your home, throughout the entire home?
Well, I think you were counting last Christmas.
Yeah, but so just give me an estimate.
Maybe 50.
That's a low, low estimate.
Okay, maybe 100.
Santas.
Okay. Santas come in all shapes and sizes.
Is that in the entire house or just in one room?
In one room, maybe.
Are there any other Santas elsewhere?
Yes!
Is there like a jukebox in the 50s room?
No, no jukebox.
Like, is it like Elvis stuff? Poodle
no,
skirt?
No.
Pool skirts?
Hula hoops?
It has one of those record players, you know, that they used to have.
Yep.
And it has one of those. And it has... It's very cool looking.
I'm reading, because I'm not too familiar with what was happening in the 50s, because I wasn't alive then. But this bullet says goiter pills.
You know about goiters?
Yeah, where you get a bump.
Oh. I said everybody in fourth and fifth grade had to take goiter pills in the 50s.
What? And see, people are concerned about taking a vaccine, and we were given goiter pills back then.
Hey, are you vaccinated?
Yes.
Okay, we're just going to put that out there.
Yes, when I got vaccinated, I got really sick.
For attention.
Oh, no.
Not for attention.
That's why I killed my tooth.
After I got my vaccine shot, I treated myself to my favorite burgers and fries in the city.
That's what you deserve.
Oh, man. I was out for like 2 days. I was so sick.
Oh, couldn't even go to the 50s room?
I couldn't even go. No, I had to stay in my bedroom. It's not really. Maybe it's more the 60s and the 70s.
Oh, okay. Couldn't make it to the white refrigerator in the garage to get a pop.
I couldn't even get a pop.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened to you.
And now they want me to get another booster. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do it.
Okay, well, the other option is
to die.
Out.
I know, but
I will say my first two, I was fine, but my booster, it hurt a lot for some reason. I thought, ouch. And when I got my booster, it was like when they had approved it for all the kids finally. And yeah. I was just like waiting. I was waiting at a Walgreens, and I tell you, there were like 900 children running around being children. And I thought, someone just give me the shot and let me get out of here.
How brave were those little babies that they were going to get their shots?
Okay.
Great. I'm sure their mom and dad all gave them a toy on the way out of Walgreens.
They got a toy out of the treasure chest?
There was a dad there playing Pokemon Go, and I thought, you want to be friends? But I didn't ask.
Are you still playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah, you know, I still love to laugh. I still love to catch Pokemon.
She dabbles.
Just because I got a haircut doesn't mean I changed my whole life.
Corey, I thought we were mullet sisters, and you've abandoned me without any warning.
Listen, it was... It just when I went to the...
I support you doing whatever
When you went to the hairdresser, did they say, okay, it's time?
Well, she was like, I was like, it doesn't do anything. And she's like, yeah, your hair is flat and boring like mine. And she had flat and boring hair. And I thought, do I look like this woman, this mom?
So you let her cut it all off?
Yeah, I did. I said, all right.
Did you donate the mullet?
No. And then as soon as she cut it all off, she goes, oh, I guess we should have done a before and after. How cool would that been for your Instagram? I said, well, thanks a lot for telling me now.
Well, I think you probably have
a picture of before.
No, I don't take pictures.
Well, I've seen pictures.
Oh. Well, I do have some. But not like a proper, like, where you spin in the chair and then suddenly it's like the other half of the TikTok.
Queen Jackie went to the This Might Get Weird tour.
Really?
Didn't you?
What?
Mamrie and Grace's tour.
Oh, yes, I did.
Hello?
Did you go up on stage?
No, they were going to pull me up on stage, but they didn't tell me that. And then they got a little nervous to think that I didn't want to be pulled up on stage. I did raise my hand fair. To be pulled up on stage, but I did not get picked.
Did
any of the other people in the audience recognize you as Tyler's mom?
No. Okay.
You were incognito.
No, I look the same. But I did feel a little weird because they had a meet and greet afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So where this was at, it had like a little bar in the back. And so I was sitting in the back. Well, they told me that I had to sit in the back because I didn't have a ticket for the meet and greet. They pretty much kicked me out of the auditorium. And then all of a sudden, somebody else comes and gets me from there and says, come on, come with me. And I walked right in front of everybody that was going into the meet and
greet.
You
cut in front of all of the children.
Yes. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is bad.
Well, no, like at your age, they probably just thought you were like security or something.
I don't think I look like security.
A publicist?
No, they said, oh, I didn't know the puppet was here. The puppet.
They were like, this woman is sitting in the back of the auditorium and refusing to leave, so we're going to give her what
dressed
she
like
wants.
A puppet tangled in some strings.
Mamrie and Grace kept saying, I'm sorry if it was too raunchy. And I was like, I didn't think it was bad at all.
Well, that's good. I was going to say, you said you felt weird, and the show's called This Might Get Weird, so I think very on brand.
Well, no, I just felt weird because I felt like I was cutting in line.
Cutting.
And, yeah.
Well.
And then I went up, and she had got me a ticket, you know, so I went up, and I said for Jackie Fields, well, I had to say Queen Jackie. That's what she put it on. And I was like, okay, can you look under Queen Jackie? And I felt like I wanted
the
to
humiliation.
Crawl underneath the desk. And they
I believe it's under Queen.
Well, don't feel shame. People are named Queen.
Well.
My uncle's name is King.
No.
Yes.
Danette and King.
Yes.
All right. Well, did you hear that... This Might Get Weird podcast and the Psychobabble podcast might just possibly consider figuring out a joint endeavor.
2 hour.
Oh my goodness. See, it went down my shirt.
What?
my podcast or my.
Oh my God.
My ear thing.
Well, if you guys are getting dinner with them. Well,
oh my God, look at her AirPods.
Honey, I've like been looking
upside down and inside out.
I've been looking at it for 30 minutes. What are you talking about? She's got you've got a mouth that produces a lot of saliva and she has narrow eardrums.
I do. It's like not sticking in there.
Can you even fit a Q-tip in there?
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't. That was a trap. That was a trick. See? She's a mom that told me to use Q-tips, and look at me now.
You do need Q-tips.
No, see? And she has grandchildren. She's still probably telling those
I do Q-tips with those little ones.
See? Intervention.
They have to put their head on my lap, and I...
What's a Q-tip for, if not for that?
Exactly. Detailed cleaning. Maybe even makeup removal.
Good to know.
You know, I don't know. Hey, but we are getting drinks with the girls allegedly tomorrow, so we're going to discuss it with them, see what's up.
Discuss. Figure it out.
Maybe Queen Jackie can broker the deal.
Yeah. She negotiate.
I could do that.
She's a ball buster.
She's a publicist.
Uh-huh, now I am.
She works at the auditorium.
I work at the auditorium. And
what auditorium?
At the auditorium in Detroit.
Oh, I was like, the Wharton Center? She's like, where's one of the
I don't know. Where was the show?
It was in Detroit. It was pretty cool, though. Everybody had to be vaccinated before you could get in.
Pretty cool.
Hell yeah. We love that.
You had to show that your vaccination.
I love that.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Is that the first show you've been to in 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as I say, a lot of concerts and people have been saying that.
And then, you know, what I thought was crazy, too, is when I went to, where'd I go?
Jamaica.
Louisiana.
Okay. But
you couldn't go into a restaurant unless you had your proof of vaccination.
That's how it was in San Francisco for a long time.
And they didn't tell us that, so I wasn't prepared. So I couldn't go into a restaurant.
You had to have it faxed to you?
No, I had it, but it was in tinsel.
We're not going down that road.
All right. Well, is there anything else anyone has to share today?
Do you want to say any special hellos? Do you want to tell the people anything? Words of wisdom?
Do you have any motherly advice? Is that what Mother's Day is all about? You give advice?
No. Mother's Day is so that you are appreciated for all the sacrificing that you did
for
your children.
Well, I appreciate you.
Thank you. I was very excited yesterday when I heard my son say that he realizes how much I had to sacrifice since he's got crouton. I'm like, what would it be like if you had like a real human being that you couldn't put in a cage?
Who said that? if memory serves correct, I think you could. I'm kidding. I was never put in a cage.
Is this the generational trauma? Queen's edition?
I think so. I think we, and you know what? While she's been here, we've watched movies just to watch, like, you know, like something to put on at night while we're
the hits.
Something after dinner hits. And every movie accidentally has a generational trauma motherhood theme.
I love that.
We watched Coco. We watched Encanto. We watched Serial Mom. We watched, what else did we watch?
Oh, how did the first two have anything to do with?
We're going to have to do a rewatch.
Yeah, because I need to watch it when I'm not.
What?
You know.
Stony baloney.
Something.
Okay.
It's legal. It's legal.
It's legal. Yes, it's legal. So I'm not doing anything bad.
The war on drugs is over. We won. Or did we lose?
Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me at Jackie's pool party this summer.
That's we could do like a live stream at the pool.
Sure.
I'm in.
Set up the internet.
Jackie, where can people find you?
At my house.
A little ding-dong ditch.
Oh my God, have you ever been ding-dong ditched?
No.
Have you ever been teepeed?
I think we were teepeed. I think we were teepeed when you were in high school.
I was explaining to my friends recently, we would go out and teepee houses all the time.
That's inappropriate.
A waste of, it's probably bad for the environment and a waste of resources.
That's probably why we ran out of toilet paper.
Hell yeah, imagine trying to teepee now. Could never. Ty, where can people find you?
You can find me TPing both Corey and my mom.
Bitch, I don't got trees in my yard.
Okay. Wow. Poor.
What are you going to do? Throw a roll of toilet paper at my front door?
Yeah, bitch.
Good luck.
Eat it. I'm going to just drop wet wipes all over your front porch.
We used to, Jackie, we used to not only teepee people, but we would buy maxi pads and spray ketchup on them and stick them all over the windows and the doors of like the cars in the house.
This must have been the greaser side. This is the east side, right?
The greaser side.
East side was grease side. West side was best side.
Ew. Oh my God.
In Jackson County?
Yes.
What was the south side? What was the south? Oh, honey, I'm from the south side.
No, I think that you guys, I remember your brothers and or your uncles and stuff.
She goes, I remember your uncles. They were greasy.
Were they greasy? They were on the east side.
Oh, damn. Come for us.
Yeah.
Well, at least we didn't have cavities.
That's true. You guys knew how to brush your teeth over there.
Okay.
All right. What a fun episode. Jackie, thank you for being here. Always love having a friend of the podcast swing by.
I miss you.
We really will. I do want to see you soon, so we'll figure something out.
Okay, that would be great.
All right. Sure. Bye, everyone.
Later.
Oh, she dropped my headphone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.